This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
We have Sam Doss from CMFG Ventures. Sam, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good. Really glad to be back at GAC in person.
Yeah, aren't we all? Aren't we all? And then right next to Sam, we have Nicholas Hendrickson. Did I get it right?
Yeah, correct.
Got it. All right, Nick. And it's Nikki, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. Nikki, much easier.
Exactly. And you are co-founder and CEO of Clutch.
Correct. Yeah.
Ooh, I want to know more about Clutch. All right. Well, let's do it. Well, tell us real quick about Clutch before we dive into some questions.
Sure. We built software for credit unions to make it incredibly easy to submit loan applications in a like fintech type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then while people apply for loans, we automatically surface savings opportunities and other loans. Mm-hmm. So it's basically recapture on autopilot.
Oh, okay. Sense. Right on. So, and the topic of this conversation is probably along those lines, evolving needs of credit unions. And so, Sam, I'm going to start with you. So what is CUNY Mutual doing to address the evolving needs of credit unions, or even in your neck of the woods, CMFG, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk to a lot of our credit unions, and you know, we see a desire for them to modernize their approach and adapt to the changing landscape. So, you know, to that end, CUNY Mutual and CMFG Ventures, you know, we've been developing this fintech ecosystem over the past 4 or 5 years. So that includes building technologies in-house, acquiring fintech companies. We acquired Compliance Systems and QNexus, which have been driving solutions into
the system. Yeah.
And to date, we've invested nearly $300 million into fintech companies like Clutch that are driving real solutions for credit unions and on behalf of credit unions. I mean, ultimately, the goal here is to bring the best solutions to our credit union partners that will meet the needs of their members.
Right, right. And obviously, Clutch is kind of part of that evolving the future of what's
We're trying to do.
Yeah, I want to get your take on that. So,
maybe a quick background.
Sure, sure.
From Germany originally, as you can tell by the accent.
No, I didn't know. Guess at all. No.
I'm trying to hide it. I moved here 10 years ago to go to business school, and after business school, my co-founder and I started a business where we sold cars online, which we ended up selling to Carvana in 2017.
What?
Where Carvana was a public company.
Oh my gosh.
And so we obviously had an incredible journey, stayed for 3 years, learned a ton, and it became crystal clear to us, like fintech needs to be end-to-end digital. And then we just love the mission of the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
Financial wellness and well-being of their members.
Yeah.
Every third American is a member of a credit union, yet 80% of their debt is elsewhere. And so when we talked to credit unions and tried to better understand it, it became pretty clear to us that it's just too hard to get a loan from a credit union. And so we started applying the lessons we had learned in digital car retail to the credit union space. The wedge in was auto loans, auto refi, because we understand it.
Yeah.
Now it's full spectrum lending. We power the front end experience and give the credit unions the muscle to look and feel like a fintech lender.
Right on, right on. And Sam, I mean, what attracted you guys to the, I can see it, but I want to get your take on what was the attraction.
Well, Nikki kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's about driving real value for the credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not only, you know, loan growth and driving profitability, but it's satisfying the member needs and increasing member engagement. With solutions like Clutch, you're actually addressing issues that the members didn't even know that they had in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
You're uncovering facts that, you know, they have loans elsewhere that they almost forgot about, and they get these insights to say, like, oh yeah, I could be saving tremendous amounts of money. And guess what? My credit union brought that to me.
Right, right.
And that drives a lot of loyalty.
Yeah, there's a lot of value for that, for sure. And that kind of brings me to the competition aspect of it. So how can credit unions position themselves to better compete in the market, especially using technology like this? So,
well, we've been strong advocates of fintech partnerships from the very beginning. I mean, it's not only to, you know, address the expanded product suite and drive new capabilities, but ultimately it's how can the credit unions learn into solving new ways of addressing a lot of legacy issues, which they have many of, and using new technologies. Like with what Clutch did through their strategy, they worked with credit unions very early on in their life, which not only got them exposure, you know, they were able to marry a lot of the member insights that the credit union brought with their technology, and everyone wins in that equation. And now he can take Clutch and bring it to the broader credit union market with the seal of approval of all the credit unions that he's helped along the way.
Yeah, you have an engaged audience, it sounds like, you know, right off the bat. So that's a good thing for you guys.
You know what's fascinating? If you think about lending first principle, you have three levers you can pull to win. You have cost of capital, you have acquisition, and you have operations. And so if you look at the credit union, they already have their membership base. Sadly, 80% have debt elsewhere. The good news is 80% have debt elsewhere. Because the second point is the cost of capital. As a tax-exempt nonprofit, credit union will win 10 out of 10 times. So if you look at these levers, credit union should dominate consumer lending. There's no question. The missing piece, and this is different now than it was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, is how to engage your members. Because in the past, it used to be the branch and the call center. Now it's online. And so we just happened to be at the right place at the right time and had a background in digital, building digital experiences. And so now we get to apply it to an organization that we love for the mission and what it's trying to do for the members.
Yeah. Isn't that the story with a lot of things? Is that it's just all timing, you know? Being lucky, at the right place at the right time, and that's where you were.
Better lucky than smart.
Gosh. Well, smarts help out a lot in that luck, so for sure. So having said that, Nikki, I mean, how do you envision the future of credit unions in this area? So it's just, I mean, the evolution, and it's happening so fast these days. So
yeah, you know
what's
interesting? I think I described it to Sam yesterday over dinner. What's happening to credit unions today is the exact same that happened to other merchants or like retailers 10, 15 years ago. All of a sudden there was the internet and it did something, created tensions around the traditional business model. And so if credit unions embrace technology, I have no reason to believe that they can't dominate consumer lending. In some cases, it's almost free money they're giving away. You just need to find a way to give it to the right people. And if you do the job of a loan officer, it's a lot of moving data around. Technology is really good at moving data around very quickly in a very automated way. And so we feel like we have this unique opportunity to use technology to really impact the operations of a credit union, create efficiency gains, which then leads to more confidence in spending marketing dollars, which then leads to loan growth. And you do all of that with a better member experience, like, there's no way credit unions won't win.
Yeah, you got that right. Let's talk about fintechs and credit unions, the partnerships there, because obviously this is working for you guys. So get your take on that as well.
Yeah, really good question. 10 out of 10 partners we work with will tell me, had it been in 2019 when we met, we wouldn't have talked to you.
Really?
And everything changed over the last 2.5 years. Like, obviously, horrific in some ways, but from a business continuity and progress perspective, what would have taken 5 years was compressed into 2, if not less, years in terms of technology
months.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so the same creators that tell us we wouldn't have talked to you 2 years ago tell me now, when can we go live?
Like, because
we need to create better member experiences.
The digital acceleration that we all experienced?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so then the tricky part, which is just the nature of the industry, as a startup, you're obviously entering a market that you have some convictions around, but you're not an expert. I've never run a credit union. And so I heavily rely on feedback from our initial pilots and clients. And so the nature of the business they're running, which is basically a bank, it's banking, financial services, you need to be very careful around who you partner with. And so that makes it tricky to enter the market. You really need to earn the credit union's trust.
Oh yeah.
Once you've earned it, I believe they're incredible partners.
Oh yeah.
Because they have, people have done this for 30 years. They know this in and out. And now we're translating what they used to do into a roadmap for technology.
And probably what you're finding out is that credit unions talk to other credit unions before they do anything. And so when they hear about Clutch, they go, oh, how are you working with them? How's that working out for you?
And that's why we're so thankful for the partnership with CMFG, because their introduction is very meaningful and lends a lot of credibility.
Yeah, that's the word.
And so while the first credit unions we hustled our way and made partners and friends and just found innovative people who are willing to extend some trust to us. that, as you said, through references, just led to more and more momentum in the industry. And now we're at a point where we have a product that we know works. We can scale it. And now approaching the bigger credit unions, having a little bit of a brand recognition with CMFG makes all the world.
Yeah, next year at this time, Nikki, you're going to be telling a different story. It's going to be, I mean, is it going to be a good story? No, I mean that in all positivity. So yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. I love stories like this. This is so cool.
Oh, we're excited.
When two organizations come together and really benefit the credit union and ultimately the members. So yeah, this is good stuff. Anything else to add, gentlemen? Sam?
No, I mean, I think Nikki said it well. You know, it's the changes that have happened, granted it's happened during, you know, dire times in the country, in the world, but it's yielding very positive results for the future. And it's, you know, as credit unions are adapting their strategies, they're also adapting their behaviors and adapting a culture of saying yes to things, and not saying no. Because obviously it's easier to say no to things, but the status quo is not going to win. And having, you know, taking chances, but educated chances on opportunities makes sense. It's going to pay off.
Definitely. Paying off in this one. Paying off in this instance really well.
So. I'm hopeful it will. If you asked me one question, what I'm seeing in the space, you have some folks in the creating space who really embrace there is a change. Like, we all are resistant to change, and so there's a lot of leaders, and often they're like not far away from retirement, so like
this is maybe
a project for the next person. I totally understand that. There's leaders in the industry that are doing incredible things, and that we're so thankful for the partnerships with those. And while there is a little bit of a, in some way, there's a little bit of a lack of confidence sometimes in the credit union world, where people's like, no, we can't do that. Like, only Capital One can do that. That's just not true. That's just absolutely not true.
I agree.
Unions with the right partnerships can be as good, if not better, than the big lenders, because they have the best products and they have loyal members. Bank customers are not very loyal.
No, they're going to go wherever it's most convenient or wherever it suits them, for sure. And what's going to happen is, if you haven't seen it already, is like, when this starts working really, really well at other credit unions are going to notice. And then it's just like a domino. It's really neat to see, actually, when there's a good piece of technology out there and they all adopt it. It's really cool. And it just works well for the industry.
Well, it makes that's exactly right. It makes the entire ecosystem stronger.
And that's why we're here.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you get out of here, because you probably got a lot of other things on your plate. But thanks for the time, and congrats.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Yeah. Fun. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.